on.
Hey everyone, this is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and we are excited to be with you today, live as always on Tantalk1340.com. And we welcome every one of you, all those listening on the Starcom Media Network in whatever part of the globe you are today, welcome. And that's so cool that there's no distance with God. So we can all be enjoying his word together. And because of the beautiful parts of technology that we have now, doesn't matter where you are, you're going to be able to hear. And so that's a real benefit. So I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. Along with me today is my associate pastor, Pastor Jim Ellsbury. Hey, Pastor Jim.
Hey.
How are you?
Doing pretty good.
All right. And Megan, one of our team members, Megan Kramer up in Indiana, will be joining us in a little while. She has to feed the baby first. How about that? Zoe Grace, her new baby, and a lot of you know about that beautiful baby. So we welcome every one of you, and we are so glad that you're here today because we are so excited about what God is doing and about this new series we began Friday night at our Friday gathering, Pastor Jim. Whoa. I am all stoked up and fired up, about as much as I am with about the Rays and that being in first place right now. I mean, that's cool too, but I mean, I am fired up about what God is going to do for our listeners and all of us, me, you included.
Amen.
In this new series. And it is entitled All Out Alignment. All Out Alignment. I've never taught this subject matter in this way before, but I will tell you that God has so laid it on my heart. And we are going to be dealing with a wonderful patriarch. I guess you can call him a patriarch or maybe a hero of faith. And he's mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11 as a hero of faith. And his name is Gideon. And we're going to really bring out some wonderful truths about Gideon and how his life applies to our lives this day. Pastor Jim, Friday night in our Friday gathering, which happens every Friday night in Clearwater at 6:30, and everyone's welcome, and I just got that thrown in there. wasn't it fun to start this new subject matter?
Oh, absolutely. I love the way that we can bring out so much from the Old Testament.
Yes.
I mean, people think there's nothing there.
Right. That's just
and
so not true.
And it is so full of just good, solid Bible knowledge and wisdom and ways to live.
Ways to live. I just love it. I mean, honestly, I'm one of those who absolutely enjoys the Old Testament. And so if you've been one of those that says, well, the only thing that matters is the New Testament, open your mind and your heart today, because the life of Gideon is going to really speak to each of our individual lives. We welcome you, by the way, also, here at the top of the show, to get involved in this show. We have a new way to do that. And that is to Google text my phone. And that is the ministry's number now. It is 727-888-4171. 727-888-4171. So if you use that Google text number, it translates into an email. Also, it comes straight to my phone, and we can see what you would like to say about whatever we're talking about, and we can also get your questions. So we welcome you to get involved. We used to use email, but I'll tell you, technology is changing, Pastor Jim, rapidly. And people prefer to text than email these days, it seems. So
it's just technology is moving at a, it makes me dizzy.
It does.
It just makes me dizzy.
It does. And so, you know, we're going to get on board with it. And we have gotten on board with it. So our new ministry phone number is 727-888-4171. It's a Google text number. And you can text your questions. Get involved in the show. You can also get involved by giving us a heads up on your prayer needs. Pastor Jim, would you tell them how they can do that, please?
Yes, I'd be more than happy to. We have a prayer ministry at Beacon of Hope. If you have a prayer request that you want our prayer team to pray for, just send that to prayers, that's P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, at bohmglobal.com. And either myself or Betty, who's also a radio partner with us, will pick that prayer request up. We will send it out. We'll add a prayer to it that we want, you know, that we want everybody to pray. We believe that way everybody's on the same page. We're all praying the same thing. And Jesus said, you know, two or more of you ask, it's going to be done. And we believe that. So we have everybody praying a prayer. We have seen and continue to see answers to prayer. We are a church that believes that God answers prayer. God does miraculous things. We've had healings, deliverances, financial deliverances, salvation.
Mm-hmm.
You name
we
it,
sure
God's
have.
Done it. And
wow.
So if you do have a need, please send it in to us. Again, that address is prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, at bohmglobal.com. And if you want to be a part of this vibrant prayer ministry, this, it's a vital part of Beacon. You can also send, you know, just send a request to be added to the prayer list to that same address.
Absolutely. So we want to hear from you. We are, this last week, we heard from a lot of people in India. And I know that through Starcom Media now, that India is one of the countries that we are, mm-hmm. our shows, this show and Go Yard are in now. So I find this very interesting that now we're starting to hear from some of these countries where this show goes to. And so wherever you are in the globe, if you speak English yeah. or Spanish, because I speak Spanish.
Yeah, if it's Spanish, we'll just forward it to you.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
English.
Please put it in English.
English or Spanish. Send it our way. And comments, questions, if you want to get involved in this show or our Thursday night show, Go Yard, which is our counseling life coaching show, which we will talk more about later. That's at Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m. on this Tan Talk station. This is our ninth year, Pastor Jim. You have been along by my side as my associate pastor. We work together as pastors of this ministry since 2008, maybe?
I started coming to Beacon in fall of 2008.
All right. So, and this is 15, seven
Almost
years.
Almost 7 years, yeah.
We have been working alongside each other. And oddly enough, we were actually from the same area in Indiana, didn't know each other up there. We both went to the same and graduated from the same university, mm-hmm. Ball State University.
Go Cards.
In Muncie, Indiana, and didn't know each other. And how God brought us together down here in ministry. And it's a joy working alongside you and also the rest of our radio team. Nan is actually in the studio today, and we may hear from her at some point. And she's part of the ministry here. Betty, Cindy, Megan are part of the ministry radio team up in Indiana. We have others here in Florida. So God has broadened and really just lengthened the stakes of our tents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And broadened the ministry, which we're excited. And now hearing from some of you in other countries, so cool. So send in your prayer requests, as Pastor Jim said, prayers at bohmglobal.com. And you can use our Google text number anytime. And you can go to our website, bohmglobal.com. Let's get right to our first song after we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this opportunity to be on the air live in the Tampa Bay area and also on Starcom Media around the globe. We thank you and praise you, Lord, that you Almighty God are the one that has opened these doors of opportunity for ministry. We walk through them willingly and excitedly. We are ready to see what you want to do today on this show. Lord, let this show speak to so many hearts. Let them really be excited about what you have in store for them. And Lord, we just give you all the glory and praise before we ever see what you're going to do during these 2 hours. In the name of Jesus, this we pray. Amen. And amen. What's the name of the first song, Pastor Jim?
God's Great Dance Floor by Chris Tomlin.
Woo, love this song. God's Great Dance Floor. What an interesting name for a song. Here we go. Praise God, I come alive on God's great dance floor. Woo! You know, as we begin to praise God and worship Him, absolutely we come alive on God's great dance floor. Don't we, PJ?
Amen. And, you know, I was thinking, at first I thought, well, you know, this song's really probably not going to fit in with Gideon. But if you listen to the words, I was sitting there just singing along, and all of a sudden it was just hitting me. Wow, this is just a perfect lead-in song.
It is.
And then when he breaks into the chorus, and for any of our listeners, if you have the ability to go to YouTube or to access the live version of this,
right,
it's incredible seeing Chris he just dances across the stage. And yeah, you're right, Pastor, you praise God. And
yes.
Just like David, sometimes you just got to let go and whirl a bit.
Absolutely. And you know, when it came down to it, Gideon eventually came to that point. He doesn't start out that way, but eventually he has got to be one happy, mighty warrior, you know. Nan, you got a poem for us already?
I do.
Hang on just a minute. I'm going to get your mic on. All right. There we go.
Okay. I reflect upon where I first found you. I don't know when I walked away. I am so sorry that I have done such. I will begin again with you this day. I know you have always been there, seeing me and waiting for me to turn. To turn back to you once again from this trip where I have run. Mm. I sense the love you have for me and am feeling so much alive this day. Thanks for helping me to see where I was and for leading me to you this way. I am alive once again, my father. Thanks for always being there for me. I see the bad actions that I have taken. I have seen the back actions that I have taken. Now I am feeling so better, so free.
Oh, praise God. You know, that's really a great poem to start this series on All Out Alignment. From where we are maybe right now, some of us, and where we have been to where we're going. And we're going to a place of all out alignment in this series. And you say, what does that mean? Think about a car. We mentioned this Friday night. When a car is out of alignment, what happens? The steering goes all over the place. You can be driving, you think you're going straight, and suddenly you're just clear over in the ditch. And so often spiritually, that's where we end up. We end up in the ditch because we don't have our alignment straightened out. So we are going to really talk about this in this series. And we're going to start with this wonderful hero of faith, Gideon. And when we start with Judges chapter 6, if you have your Bible and can open your Bible, I find it very interesting that everything was going pretty good for Israel for about 40 years is the last line of chapter 7. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly they are attacked by Midian. And Midian means strife. It means judgment. It means contending. That's what the word means. Midian actually was the name of a group of people that came at Israel, and they really attacked them ferociously and stole their food. PJ, do you want to give us just a little synopsis of the first six verses there of how bad it was for Israel?
It was completely terrible, because every time Israel would plant crops, watch them grow, they get stolen from them. They
right.
had no food. It was so bad they had to hide themselves in caves and little hideouts in the hills because of the marauding bands of the Midianites.
Right.
And I believe the Midianites were descended of Ishmael, who was the other son of Abraham. So, you know, and they did. They harassed them in the desert on the journey to the promised land. They harassed them when they got there.
Exactly.
And it was horrible because
all out attack.
Yeah, and scripture says they were as numerous as locusts.
Yes.
And you know, if you've seen pictures of a plague of locusts, you know how just thousands upon thousands, and that's what it seemed like they were.
And you got to believe that these Israelites were very discouraged, depressed. We know they were lacking food. We know they were lacking all the creature comforts of life at this point. They were really in a mess, and they were being attacked by Midian. Now, we can take this spiritually and kind of just remember that since Midian means strife and contending and judgment, when we get out of alignment, dear ones, with the Spirit of God and the Word, and we get off and do our own thing and get into an area of where we're constantly picking at people, we're full of strife, we're full of drama, we're full of judgment, and we're critical of people. When we get into that, we are out of alignment. Would you agree, Pastor Jim?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
And these guys were definitely out of alignment. Israel was. It was a mess.
Yeah, well, that's because, I mean, you alluded the last line in chapter 5 is the land had rest for 40 years.
Right.
And that's in reference to when Deborah was the judge over Israel.
That's a tremendous story.
Oh, yeah. Another wonderful, great story.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, it's kind of a monotonous and a very sad refrain. The first verse of chapter 6, and the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. Then they get rescued. Then they, you know, because
it's a pattern.
Right. And they wouldn't stay in alignment. And we brought that out. You brought that out on Friday, too.
Yeah.
it's important to get into alignment, but you have to stay there.
You have to stay there.
And the Israelites, when a judge would rise up, they'd get in alignment. They'd do what they needed to do. They would defeat the enemy, but then they'd just kind of fall back into those same old sinful patterns.
Right.
And then they needed rescuing again.
Again. I had a car many years ago. I've had a lot of cars, but I had a car at one point that I would, you know, Indiana had a lot of potholes, and it still does because of the freezing and all that stuff, rain and snow and ice and all that. And I had a car that every time I would hit a certain road and there was a lot of chuck holes, potholes, my car would go out of alignment. Okay. Now, that is a metaphor. Is it not? For our spiritual lives. Because we can be going down the road fine, but we start hitting chuck hole after chuck hole after chuck hole, and pretty soon we're out of alignment, and we've got to get back straightened out with God. And this, the children of Israel, were in a mess. It's interesting. This was going on, I think it was 7 years, was it not?
Yeah, 7 years.
7 years, yes. And seven, of course, is the God's number of completion, like 7 days in a week and so forth. And so this was going on 7 years, and finally, they began to cry out to God in verse 7 of Judges chapter 6. If you're just now joining us, we are in our new series, All Out Alignment. Judges 6, 7. One time when the people of Israel had cried out to God because of Midian, God sent them a prophet. And PJ, do you want to comment on what the prophet said? This didn't, of course, change them, but it is a nice thing that happened.
Well, sometimes God has to remind us of what he did for us.
Right.
And that's what the prophet said. You know, he just says, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, brought you out of the house of bondage, delivered you, et cetera, et cetera. But you've not obeyed my voice. You know, he says, these are all the things I've done for you, but you've not obeyed my voice.
Right.
And that was to remind the Israelites, you know, you cried out to me, you keep crying out to me, but you don't keep obeying me. You don't stay in alignment with
right.
me, is
right.
basically what the prophet was saying.
Exactly. And how doesn't that apply to our lives?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we get going good for a while, then we start hitting a bunch of potholes. And then before you know it, we are out of alignment and we are crying out to God. After a while, after it gets bad enough, then we're crying out to God, and God, help me, you know. Megan, have you just joined us?
I'm on. Good afternoon, you guys.
Hi, hey, how are you, little mama?
Yeah. I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. Did you hear the first part, what we were talking about with this alignment?
I sure did.
Okay, good. All right, so it's so much like us, isn't it, Megan, that we get going pretty good with God, and then we hit a bunch of potholes in our lives, we hit a bunch of rough spots, or we get discouraged, or we get tired, or fussy, or angry, or somebody hurts us, and then we are mad, and we are full of whatever about that situation, and we get our eyes off of Jesus, you know?
Well, you know, we do, and it's during those, I think, those times of smooth sailing or the smooth roads that we just be driving along and we get distracted.
Right.
And then we hit a pothole, like you
right.
said.
Yeah.
And it's like, it jars us. And it's like, oh gosh, you know, what do I do? What am I supposed to do? But that's when we fall back on our spiritual training. And
yes.
We fall
yes.
back on what we know and fall back on the Lord. And instead of getting off track, we maintain our course and prepare for another pothole, because they're going to keep coming.
That's true. I think it's interesting that the children of Israel had been in this rut for 7 years. We're not talking about some of us who get off track for a day or two or a month or two. The children of Israel had been really not serving God for 7 years, seven long years. And then they began to cry out to God, and God reminded them through the prophet that Pastor Jim just talked about here, hey, wait a minute, I rescued you, I did all this, you know? And what does he say here, Pastor Jim? I think it's about verse 10, maybe. I said to you, I am
I also
God.
Said to you, yeah, I am the Lord your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But you've not obeyed my voice.
Whoa. So they were so much a part of that awful culture at that point that they were afraid of false gods of wood and
they feared
stone.
Yeah, they had assimilated so much into the pagan culture that they were more afraid of the pagan gods than they were of
the one Lord true God.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a mess. They were a mess. So what's cool here, and I brought this scripture out Friday night, and I want to remind everybody of it. If you take notes, write this verse down because it's so important. Psalm 18:6, because it is a verse that David says, then I cried out to the Lord from my distress. In my distress, I cried out to the Lord. He heard my cry from his temple. My cry came into his ears. I didn't have that exactly. That's my... You want it? Do you have it, PJ?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Psalm 18:6.
In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears.
Oh, I love that. Megan, is God still hearing us when we cry out to him?
Oh, absolutely. He hears every single one of us.
All
Amen. The time, 24/7, 365.
Crazy, isn't it? Crazy that we serve a God that knows all of us around the globe right now, where we are, what we're doing, knows our hearts, knows, hears our cry, all of us at the same time. You talk about a powerful God. Woo!
Amen. And I'll tell you what, you know, just talking about the Israelites for what they had gotten themselves into for that 7 years is, you know, that comes true and speaks to us today that we become worldly. We
yes.
become fearful of the government. We become fearful maybe of our own neighbors. I mean, you never know. It could be, there's all types of different situations. But that's when we need to realize that there should be only one thing we fear, and that is the Lord, because he knows our hearts. He knows the things that we keep secret, and he knows the things just like the Israelites went and hid in a cave.
Right.
We can't hide in a cave, people. He sees everything.
But Megan, I believe a lot of people do hide in a cave of their own making.
Sure they do.
It could
sure
be their
do.
Soap operas, because I used to be a soap opera junkie when I was a stay-at-home mom for 7 years with my three little ones. And boy, I didn't miss those soap operas every day, you know what I mean? Until God got a hold of me.
You.
But I did. I went through that. And a lot of us are hiding out in caves of our own making.
That's right.
So, you know, go ahead.
Sorry. You know, that's the thing is we create these areas where we think we can hide,
yeah.
you know, under pretenses like TV shows or under alcohol or under drugs.
Right.
But you can't drug yourself enough to get away from the Lord, because
mm-hmm.
you might be out of touch with nature, but he's not out of touch with you. So
Woo.
That's where we've got to get the mindset back of stop hiding, because there is no thing in the world of the realm of the Lord. You can't hide from the Lord.
No, you can't.
You can't do it.
PJ wants to comment
He'll
on
get
that.
You.
He will.
Yeah, one thing that Megan said and triggered something with me, you know, I like to be on, now that I have a smartphone, I'm on Facebook a lot.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, a lot of my former classmates are like right-wing conspiracy theorists.
Oh,
and that triggered something in me, yeah. I mean, because everybody's, oh, and Megan said, oh, afraid of the government, afraid
yeah,
of this,
that's
afraid
too
of
bad.
That.
Yeah.
In Isaiah chapter 8, starting with verse 12, he says, don't call conspiracy everything this people calls a conspiracy.
Good point.
Don't be afraid of their threats, nor be right. troubled.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow.
Yes.
Let him be your fear, and let him be your dread.
Oh, amen.
He will be as a sanctuary.
Woo.
You know, we hide in the Lord.
Yes.
We don't hide in caves. We hide in the Lord. He's our safe place, our sanctuary.
Amen.
But here, you know, we have to revere him. We have to sanctify him, is what that word hallow means. We have to set him apart
yeah.
in our lives. And, you know, God says, don't stop being afraid.
Yeah.
Stop being afraid of what the government's going to do. Stop
right.
being afraid of all the
yes.
all the crazy theories that people
oh,
have.
Oh, my gosh.
To make, I mean, all that is, and some of these come from supposedly good Christian people,
I
but
know.
All it is a trick of the devil to get people to be afraid.
To be afraid.
And, you know.
Drama.
It's Midian.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the same thing. Yes.
Exactly.
It's distractions. The devil will always try to distract you off of your purpose. This last series we just finished last week, Fired Up with Purpose. If you missed any of those shows, go to our website, bohmglobal.com, and catch those, because God wants you to realize your purpose and to get into alignment with that purpose. But the devil will always try to deceive you, throw deception, throw fear, throw attack, throw all kinds of distractions at us, right, PJ?
To get us away from our... And it's anything to keep our eyes off of God.
That's
what happened here. It's, you know, it says that the Israelites, it's just funny, they worship these pagan gods, the Baals, the Asherahs. They worship them hoping they'd get a better blessing out of them than they would out of the Lord God. And look what happened. They ended up in caves. All their food was gone. Some blessing that was.
Exactly. You know, and that's kind of a wake up aha moment. Megan, I'm going to ask you for a comment here. When our life is so messed up that we're walking constantly in fear, constantly in dread, very, very anxious and worried and chaotic, those are clues that we've gotten off track somewhere. You want to comment on that? That's getting out of alignment.
It is. And, you know, I'm just sitting here listening to you guys talk. It reminds me of someone that's a drug addict. I never have done drugs, and I never wanted to. But it just makes me think of that, because when you're on drugs, you have to have a way to provide to get those drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, eventually, it's going to run out. And there's always that fear of where are you going to get your next hit, they call it. Where are you going to get your next hit at? Well, you know what? That's where, when you have to go hide in a cave, because it's like, well, you don't want people to see you coming off of a withdrawal.
Right.
But,
yes.
You know, when you step out and you step into the Lord's presence, he never runs out.
Amen.
He's always there giving you strength, giving you peace, giving you your next bit of advice, and keeping you on track.
Praise God.
So that when you hit a pothole, that you're not going to totally dehabilitate your vehicle and drive off course and drive off
the road. Praise God. Praise God. Preach it there, girl. But, you know, this is a real good introduction that we're having right now to this subject. Because, people, if you think for a minute that Satan is not real, you're wrong.
Right.
If you think that he is not trying to mess you up and cause you to fall into potholes, you're wrong. He is trying to do all that. In fact, 1 Peter 5:8-11, the Lord brought back to my heart this morning early as I was sitting out on the causeway and just praying and worshiping God. And twice God reminded me of 1 Peter 5:8-11. And it says, the enemy, the devil, roars around like... How does it say, PJ? Instead of me trying to quote all that, why don't you just read it? What translation are you in today?
New King James.
Okay, that'd be great.
Let me see. Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are being experienced by the brothers all over the world.
Wow. Boy, that's a very important. That needs to be written down in your notes, people. 1 Peter 5:8-11. So be sober and vigilant and know that this is going on. The devil tries his best to get us out of alignment. Just, PJ, go ahead, comment on that.
I was going to say, you know, elsewhere, we know that, of course, the devil's been dethroned, declawed, detoothed, all that. But he can still roar.
He certainly
and
can.
Those roars are his lies, his deceptions, his illusions, as it were. And, you know, you hear a lion roar, and, you know, normally you're going to be a little afraid.
Well, yeah.
But we just have to remember, you know, that's why Peter says, stand firm in your faith. Because, you know, Paul says in Colossians, the devil's been disarmed. He's been triumphed over. He's been defanged.
Exactly.
All he can do is roar. But a lot of times we we think there's a lot of bite behind that bark.
Right.
And we just need to remember there's no bite behind that. We have the authority over that.
So I'm going to give you a couple scriptures right now off the top of my heart.
I bet you were.
1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Here's another one. That was 1 John 4:4. Luke 10:19, Jesus said, I have given you power and authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and that means in the original Greek, evil words and evil actions. Jesus said, I have given you power and authority to tread on evil words and evil actions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any way harm you. Isaiah 54:17, I love this. No weapon formed against you can prosper, and every tongue that rises against you, you'll show to be in the wrong. That's the vindication of the servants of the Lord. And I could go on and on, but those are some really good ones right there. I'll give them to you if you're writing those down. 1 Peter 5:8-11. Meditate on that. What was the second one?
1 John 4:4.
Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The third one, Luke 10:19. And then Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Boy, with that amount of word right there, you can defeat anything that the devil throws at you. And all of this points back to God. What is God wanting to do in our lives? He wants to deliver us from the evil one. It's always what he wants. PJ?
No, I was smiling because I was suddenly remembering the Lord's Prayer with
exactly.
You also.
Exactly. Well, yes, well, I was talking about Friday night. Yes, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we're going to get to that in a minute. And we're going to talk more about that in just a little while and how that applies to Gideon. But now we see Gideon enters the picture. And he is a insignificant person at the beginning, isn't he, Pastor Jim? I mean, he's really just one of the guys.
Yeah, he says, he's from the tribe of Manasseh, and they're just kind of run-of-the-mill tribe. They're not anything terribly
Nothing special.
Not like Ephraim or Levi or
right.
Judah.
Right.
But, and he says, my clan's the smallest one. We'll talk about why he said that later on. But yeah, he was just kind of a nobody.
Kind of a nobody.
Kind of just average, run-of-the-mill person.
And I love this because God appears to Gideon and turns this whole situation for Israel around. And we're going to talk about that after this song. If you are just now joining us, get your Bible if you can, unless you're driving down the road. Judges chapter 6, and we're in about verse 10, and we'll come right back to that in a minute. This song fits perfectly, and of course, that's how God plans things. Only Jesus by Point of Grace. Listen to this.
A sister breaks a promise, a leader tells a lie, a wife tells her husband it only happened just one time. A man knows it wasn't innocent how he came upon his wealth. A preacher looks in the mirror, says, how can I?
He's only got 3 months to live.
praise God. It's only Jesus, people. No matter what you're going through today, wherever you are, and in whatever mess you might find yourself, only Jesus is the answer. We've got to align ourselves with Him. Nan, has God given you another poem? Hang on. Let's get your mic on. There we go.
Okay. Thank you. Only Jesus can mend me where I am. Oh, Lord, I cry out to you right now. I desire to feel your peace. I know that you are my mighty tower. You are the only one who can help me. I cry out to you in the midst of the pain that I feel. Help me now. I am going down for the count. I believe that your help is so real. I feel better knowing that you have healed me. Please help me to recognize that you are always there. I can always reach out to you for help when I look to you during my time of prayer.
Oh, I just love how the Holy Spirit inspires these poems during these shows. This just happens as these songs happen or as we're talking or whatever. The Lord just gives Nan this, and she allows herself to be used by Him. And thank you, Nan, for sharing that. Really good stuff. Wow. If you're just joining us, we're talking about our new series, All Out Alignment, and we're talking about Gideon. And to recap, the first few minutes, basically, Israel was in a mess for 7 years. They were hiding out in caves. They were absolutely being attacked by Midian, and which means strife and judgment and contending. And maybe some of you have been hiding out and the enemy's been attacking you for a real long time. And maybe you're the victim of a lot of drama or judgment or people coming at you. God has an answer for you. So stay tuned to this show today. This title for our new series is All Out Alignment. And here we are in verse 11 of Judges chapter 6. One day, we never know when God is suddenly going to appear and change our circumstances, right? But He is. He's going to do it. So look for Him because He's coming. He's on His way. One day, this is Judges 6:11. The angel of God, which is really God Himself, came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah. By the way, that's where she got her name. That belonged to Joash. How do you pronounce it?
Abiezrite.
Oh, there you go. Whose son Gideon was threshing wheat in the wine press out of sight of the Midianites. The angel of God appeared to him and he said, God is with you, O mighty warrior. Now, before we talk about what God said to him, Pastor Jim, give us a little idea of why Gideon was doing what he was doing, and then we'll go to Megan and talk in just a minute too.
Well, he couldn't thresh the wheat out in the open for fear it was going to be stolen. You know, if you did it out in the open, which is where you're supposed to thresh wheat, I mean, you have to throw it up in the air to separate the wheat from the chaff, you know, the grain from the chaff. And yet he had to confine himself to trying to do that in a wine press.
Because the Midianites were stealing every ounce of food. And,
right.
And the devil is always trying to, by the way, people, snatch your bread, which is the word of God, from you. You might hear something powerful and it might change you for a moment, and then the devil comes and snatches that away. That's always the goal of the devil. Go ahead, PJ.
Well, and yeah, I mean, he was using the wine press for a completely ridiculous purpose.
Right.
In fact, I brought this up on Friday, and that particular episode of I Love Lucy was on this morning.
Was it?
The Italian movie.
I love that
where
one.
Where the What's Warmer Lucy stomps the grapes. That's
yes.
What a wine, I mean, that's what you do. You stomp grapes. You don't try and thresh wheat in a wine press. It's
right.
Just, you're just making life so much harder than it has to be.
Right.
And I mean, I understand why he thought he had to do that, because he had to keep it hidden. But that's no way to get... That is just no way to thresh wheat.
But sometimes we, in our futile efforts, we are trying to do things to make our circumstances change when really we need an intervention from God.
Exactly. And here, yeah. And he was trying to do the right thing in the wrong place in the wrong way. And sometimes we do that too. We want to do the right thing, but because of our circumstances, we end up trying to do the right thing in the wrong way, maybe because we're carrying strife or fear or something else. We end up trying to thresh wheat in a wine press.
Exactly.
And it takes God's intervention to get us out of that.
Exactly. Absolutely. But so here he's doing this, and God shows up, okay? And God says to Gideon, God is with you, O mighty warrior. Now, we know that Gideon doesn't feel like a mighty warrior. In verse 13 of Judges 6, Gideon says, with me, my master? If God is with us, why has all this happened? Where are all the miracles that you've told us about all the time? And what's going on? In other words, Gideon starts to say, really? I'm not really a mighty warrior. And by the way, if God is with us, then what has happened here? Megan, aren't there times that we as human beings, B-E-A-N-S, as human beings, don't we sometimes just really feel like God has left us? He's over Paris, he's over Japan, but he's not right here with us, you know?
Well, absolutely we do, and it's in those times of distress that we feel that way. But that doesn't mean that he's not there.
Right.
That's generally like with me, that he goes silent because he wants to see what we're going to do, how we're going to perform.
Right.
Are we going to do the go and thresh wheat in a wine press or in a wine cellar? Or I can't even say the right word.
You got it. That's fine.
We're going to do
our own thing.
The wrong way.
Yeah. Are we going to do it our way, right?
Exactly. Or are we going to let him coach us
on
how to do it?
Yes.
Even though, you know, in the world where we are now, we're surrounded by lies and cheating and stealing, you know, and that's all the attempts of the devil. But that's where we learn in those times is when we feel like we're not a warrior, he's there to lift us up, to show us, and to prove to us that we really are.
Oh, absolutely. Good point. And I find it interesting here that when God answers Gideon, Gideon says, by the way, if God's with us, why? Don't we always say, why did this happen? Where are all the miracles? Don't we do that? Didn't this happen? And I love the last thing Gideon says to God. He doesn't even realize it's an angel there, but he doesn't realize it's actually God himself. The fact is, God has nothing to do with us. He has turned us over to Midian. Now God is not only questioned his motives or what's going on, but now he's blamed for turning them over to Midian. Pastor Jim, we didn't even talk about that Friday night, but that is a huge thing right here. Suddenly, Gideon is blaming God for all the problems of the 7 years.
Well, and
of course, we never do that.
No, of course not. I was just going to say, how like us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How like us human beings.
Yes, us human beings. First of all, I mean, he questions God. Okay, if you're really God, why didn't this happen? Why didn't this happen? Well, he could have read Job. It probably was written by then. That would have been a good thing for him to have done. But he says, you've forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites.
Accusing God.
And it's like, okay, have you been hiding in that wine press for 7 years? Did you not know what the Israelites were doing? Why this happened?
Right.
You know, it's like he had no conception. And I think, I mean, he had to. He wasn't stupid. I mean, we'll find out later, they were worshiping Baal right there
in
his hometown.
And he knew that. Gideon knew that.
Of course he knew it. But I think sometimes it's easier to blame God than to take responsibility, either personal or corporate.
Absolutely it is.
And here was just easier. You know, why did you turn us over? Well, okay, you know good and well why God did this. Which is why the angel went on to say in the next verse,
He doesn't even answer that stuff.
He didn't address the questions or the accusations.
No, he does not.
Mm-mm. He just cuts right to the, steers him right back to where he, you know, to the main point here, which is, go in this might of yours. You're going to be the one to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Midianites.
Wow.
You know, he just doesn't even deal with that stuff.
So it doesn't offend God to be accused. And so, dear listening audience, if you have some gripes with God, go ahead and tell him, because Gideon does right here. I mean, God wants open communication with us. And if there are things that you really question, well, why did this happen? Why did that happen? But Megan, in the loss of your son last year, I know God didn't really tell you why, but you've seen since then all kinds of amazing things, haven't you, since that happened?
Oh, absolutely. absolutely. And I asked why. I still, and I will always want to know why. And I know I will find the answer to that when I get called to heaven.
Right.
But until then, I have to wait and be patient and look upon my life and see what blessings have been bestowed upon me that I already had before that time.
Right.
Which was my son, Andrew. But, you know, through any circumstance, there's always a blessing. And I think that's where a lot of us get to those points where it's like, well, you know, I've been drugged through that pothole and another one and another one. And God, why did you keep letting this happen?
Right.
Well, it's not that he lets it happen. It happens for a reason. It's to teach us to be faithful and to learn how to depend on him.
Right.
And to learn to wait upon his blessings.
Which, amen.
You know, Griffin was a blessing, but just as I've heard the past several months, Megan, if you wouldn't have lost Grayson, you wouldn't have Zoe.
Right.
And, you know, it's okay because, you know, just because my prayers weren't answered the way I wanted them to be doesn't mean that I want to throw stones at the Lord, that I want to, you know, I want to say bad things to him and put my fist at the sky and say, you know, why didn't you let me have him? No, it's not that way because my prayers were answered. My son did not feel pain. My son is in a much better place. He is in heaven. He's not
right
down here being tormented by the devil on a daily basis. It's just,
right.
It's, we have to step back sometimes, guys, and look at the situation differently. We have to look at it with love and compassion instead of a hasty mentality of why didn't it happen the way I wanted it to. Like
that's exactly right.
Gideon was talking to that angel that appeared in front of him.
Absolutely, Megan, you got it right, because so often we are such creatures of needing to know everything. Of course, we're in a big information, culture now. But why, God? Why did that happen? Tell me what? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you know? And we want to argue, don't we, PJ? People are so argumentative these days.
Well, and that,
golly.
But, you know, that really hasn't changed, and I don't know what brought this into my head, but, well.
Probably the Lord,
probably,
right?
Probably the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking it really hasn't changed that much since the church began. I mean, people felt like they had to know everything, especially by around the 4th century, trying to figure out the Trinity and all that stuff. And, you know, people got into fist fights over that stuff. And, you know, I was thinking about it the other day. I'm one of those people who, yeah, I'd love to know the mystery of the Trinity. I'd love to have it spelled out for me in black and white, how it works, step by step, piece by piece. And I just had to sit back and realize, and, you know, this is big for me because I'm like, I'd love to use my brain.
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
A brainiac.
I'm not going to know.
Right.
You know, this side of heaven, I am not going to know,
right,
and just sit back and enjoy the Trinity rather trying to pick it apart.
Exactly.
You know?
But so many people get stuck on the technicalities, and they miss the relationship with God because they're stuck on picking it apart. Why? And if this, then this. And they just lose the relationship, love for God.
Yeah. And I think I'd mentioned this before. I used to have a coworker. He was that way. He would just pick apart the gospel and pick this part and pick that apart. And praise God, you know, we were able to remain friends. But he was just that way. But then it's like he questions the God of the Bible.
Right.
And yet gives full acceptance to Wicca and earth gods and goddesses.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, all that craziness, all that New Age stuff. It's like, okay, the Bible doesn't make sense, but that does, you know?
It's just the
opposition
to God.
And it's like the Israelites, though.
Yeah.
They had, these are descendants of the people that came out of Egypt. And
right.
The prophet reminded them.
Yeah.
Remember what I did for you.
Right.
You, and I think that's one thing that they thought more corporately maybe than we do. They saw themselves in this long line of, you know, they were Israelites. And what God did for the generation that came out of Egypt, he had done for them.
Right.
And that's how they saw themselves. And, you know, the prophet reminded them, don't y'all remember what I did for you?
Exactly.
I did this for you.
Exactly.
And yet they still went to the craziness.
Well, We got a lot more to talk about. That's all a good first hour here in this new series, All Out Alignment. And we are so glad you're joining us today, whether you join us live or on Starcom Media, or if you listen on our website, bohmglobal.com. Our webmaster at the end of each month goes and puts the shows from the previous month on our website, and they're there forever until Jesus comes. So there's like 350 of them on our website. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. BOHMGlobal.com. Go there and listen to some of these anointed shows we've been doing now for 8+ years. We're in our 9th year. Megan, tell our audience about our new show that began in September on Thursday nights, would you?
Oh, absolutely. It's Go Yard, and it's on Thursday nights. You guys are on from 6:05 to 7, and it's a life coaching show.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have to say, just sitting here thinking about the show, is it gives you, you guys talk about everyday situations, and you give the truth about how to handle situations.
Yes.
And there's no beating around the bush, and it's a cool show because you can call in, you can text in your questions, your comments, whatever. It's an interactive show, and you just need to tune in and listen because it's pretty awesome.
It's me with my other name, Mama Mac, which you know me by, Megan. And,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And Dr. Angel Falzoni, who's also part of our ministry here in Tampa, Clearwater. Dr. Angel is a PhD and licensed mental health counselor, and I've counseled for a number of years also. So it is a life coaching show and a counseling show. Free counseling, guys. Tune in. Go to our website for that show, goyard2014.org, O-R-G. It's not .com. It's goyard2014.org, and you're going to see all our shows that we've done through May. And you can listen. There's all kinds of topics and how to set proper boundaries. We've done shows on control. We've done shows on, we just did a series on the problem with passivity. We're starting a new series this Thursday night. So if you want to catch us live at 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, tantalk1340.com if you want to catch us live. And that's Go Yard with Mama Mac, and that's me also. So anyway, we welcome you to send your prayer requests in, as we said at the top of the show, prayers at bohmglobal.com at any time. Friday night gathering, Pastor Jim, don't we have a great time?
We certainly do. I love our Friday night gatherings.
I do too.
And we get together for a brief, you know, time of prayer. We pray out of the Prayers That Avail Much book, which is praying the word. Can't
yes.
go wrong praying the word.
No, you can't.
And we take prayer requests. We pray for those requests. We thank God for the praise reports we get. We have some praise and worship time. We get into a study of the word. And it's interactive. Bring a pen, paper. Be ready to ask questions. Make comments. Bring your dinner. Because a lot of
mm-hmm.
people come out, you know, come right out of work.
Right.
So, you know, it. Feel free if you need to bring your dinner. We'll feed you, you know, let yourself be fed physically and spiritually.
Amen. Friday night, every Friday night.
Every 6:30.
And we meet now. We gave up our building about a year ago or less. And right now we are meeting at 3580 Almerton Road at the Ramada Inn. And it's a beautiful room right on the front right corner of that hotel. And it has a separate entrance. And we welcome you Friday nights at 6:30. We get out around 8. So it's not a real long night, but it's a great time. And we also have praise and worship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always fun. All right, station ID, here we go.
W.